5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
PlayStation.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 26 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is FooBear.
Loyal minions!
And no one else. So it's just the two of us. Yep, neither Ace or Tosh got back to me, so I'm assuming they're busy.
Too busy. Too busy for PS3blog.net.
Yep. I know Oli had messaged me the other day asking me what time we record, and I thought he wanted to be on the podcast, but he's not on.
Yeah.
So it'll just be two. It'll be fine. There's
not all right. Too we can much hold it down. News. It's not like yeah. We've never done it before.
Exactly.
Right?
We've had
am I right or am I right?
You're
me?
You are
I'm
right,
always so right. I'm always right. Right. So there you go. See? Right.
Right. I concur.
I agree.
Let's jump right in there, shall we?
Shall we?
Quick heads up for everybody who hasn't been online. Actually, you know, unless this goes up tonight, which sometimes it does, sometimes it goes up in the morning, the PlayStation Network will be down tomorrow.
What?
For maintenance. It's supposed to be for a good while. It's routine scheduled maintenance. It's apparently going to be a 14-hour period from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. So that's quite a long time, if I do say so myself. But
for how long?
14 hours.
What?
Yep. Yep, during this time, the PlayStation Store account management options and account registration options will be unavailable. Sony's Patrick Seybold, he works for Sony, he was saying that online gameplay may randomly work for some games, however, but I'm not sure which ones exactly will work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could be something like the Dark Souls will work because the way that multiplayer's designed, it might work.
Uh-huh.
Like, you can't do something like Battlefield or Uncharted or Modern Warfare. But that's fine. There's like 6 game releases this week, so you can play a single player. And I'm sure everybody's still playing Skyrim. That's not online, so.
Oh my god. I got like 4 or 5 people on my friends list playing Skyrim, and that's all they're playing.
Yeah.
They don't play any other games.
That's right. Let's,
they got them hook, line, and sinker.
Yep, they're like, let's get this. Like, let's play these. Let's do this.
Let's do this!
That's right. But, there was lots of. Let's go over the list here. If you go to the main page of PS3blog.net, you can see the article posted telling us what came out. Of course, Assassin's Creed came out, Revelations.
What game? Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's actually good. It's a good game.
It's a new newcomer?
Fourth
game in the series?
Fourth in the series. But a lot of games came out this week. Actually, a little bit of something for everybody. Yeah, Saints Row the Third came out. Need for Speed the Run.
Which I heard got terrible reviews, but.
Yeah, I saw it get like 6.5, 7, something like that. But Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Rayman Origins. Extreme Legends Dynasty Warriors 7. Marvel Superhero Squad Comic Combat. But that came out in UDraw. I've never heard of UDraw, but apparently it's a game tablet that came out for PS3.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, it's like a Magna Doodle kind of type thing, but it's a lot more involved.
Yeah, it seems kind of strange. Medieval Moves Deadman's Quest came out as well, which by the guys who did Sports Champions. So.
Yeah, I remember seeing that at E3, and the guy's like, "Nice shot, Jeffrey!" like every 30 seconds. It was really embarrassing for the guy.
Nice. let's see. iPad 2. And some other things. And of course, Skyrim came out last Friday. And there are also some PSN releases. Let's see here. I know that Jurassic Park the Game came out.
What?
Telltale Games that the guys who did Back to the Future. I haven't seen any reviews on it yet, so I don't know how it is.
Oh, what? We need to get a review for that game on PS3blog.net right now.
And
dude, I thought that was going to be like a first day purchase. What the hell?
Yeah.
We don't have reviews for that up yet.
Not yet. No one got the. Yeah. It wasn't a disc, so no one got an early access code.
What?
But
dude, we gotta get some Dino Lovin' on the website. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Huh?
And it's how much? Huh? It's $30 because
good
it's,
lord, really? It's, what's up with all these prices lately?
It's an episodic game, just like Back to the Future was.
Yeah, but it's made by Telltale.
Yeah,
so.
But it's all four episodes, so it's the entire mm-hmm. thing. So that makes sense. You know, $30 for four games isn't. Or for four episodes, it doesn't seem like that bad of a deal, but who knows how it'll be. But let's see what Red Dead Redemption is on the PlayStation Network for $40, but it's discounted for PlayStation Plus if no one's played it yet. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Undead Nightmare. Red Dead, of course, great game. So
if you haven't played Red Dead Redemption yet, you might as well just get in the coffin and die, because that is the most awesomest game ever made on anything.
I almost wish that you could. You remember how back in the day when the PSP Go came out, they did a thing where like, oh, we'll make it so that when you, if you've already bought a game, you can just get the downloaded version by bringing in like proof of purchase kind of stuff, which didn't really pan out too well. Like not every game was available. I wish they'd do something where when a game became available for download, if you could prove somehow, take in the game that you have, you own, somehow prove it either through obviously trophy, I don't know, somehow, and then get the downloadable version for free, because I would do that for a lot of games that I own. Like I would download Red Dead and Dead Space 2 and a bunch of other games that are up there just so I could access them from the XMB and not have to put in the disc.
Yeah,
kind of like Xbox Live's games on demand, kind of like that.
Yeah
but not that I'd want to fill up my hard drive, but there's a couple games like I do love being able to just boop, I'll just play this game.
Wait, how's that go?
Boop. That's the sound it makes when you look at the game. I don't know.
Dude, that's why I like talking to you. You got sound effects for like everything. It's awesome.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's see. PS1 Classics. Vanguard Bandits. Don't know it.
PS1 Classics!
Yep. And no PSP games came out. A bunch of DLC, random stuff, like Uncharted DLC, Everybody Dance, Little Big Planet, Need for Speed DLC, Rock Band 3, Rocksmith, Saints Row. Blah blah blah, all that. Some discounts for a couple games.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what else. Checking some others. I figure since there's only the two of us, we've been playing it. We'll talk. Our topic of the week will be Assassin's Creed. Once we get to it, but let's quickly touch up on a couple other news stuff that I saw. Sony reported on the 10th that Uncharted 3 sold 3.8 million copies on its first day in stores worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Which initially there was some speculation whether or not it was shipped or sold, since obviously people like to argue that. But
yeah.
It always comes down to if stores are ordering 3 million copies, they expect to sell 3 million copies. So it's like, okay, that's cool. They're ordering a lot because they think they're going to sell a lot, but obviously you'd want to know how much sold overall. But Sony confirmed that Uncharted 3 sold 3.8 million copies worldwide on its first day, which I thought was awesome for Uncharted.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't remember what the numbers were for Uncharted 2, but I'm guessing it did better.
Yeah, well, Uncharted 2, I think, was only like 600,000.
Really?
Yeah, in the first couple days. Like, it sold well later on, but it didn't sell nearly this good. And I was a little concerned because the past couple months, while there's been a surplus of games, there hasn't been a lot of sales numbers. And I know NPD isn't around anymore to kind of report on numbers of sales, but there's a lot of games that like were high profile, like Infamous 2, while it sold well, didn't sell nearly as well as it should have, and Resistance 3 really didn't sell that well despite getting good reviews, and that was a good fun game. Like, I feel like a lot of the PlayStation games, like first party ones, haven't sold quite as well as they could. But I like I said, it could be just usually during bad economies, like movies and video games seem to excel on their sales numbers. But so I was really worried, but it could also be a case where like there's so many games coming out, people are saving up to buy one, and then maybe by the time Christmas rolls around, all those other games that weren't doing well, like Resistance that wasn't selling well, and all those games will pick up speed once like Black Friday deals and
oh Jesus. Black Friday, man, there's so many deals for Black Friday right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I've never actually bought anything on Black Friday.
Really?
No, I've never gone anywhere to be like, oh, I'm gonna go get, you know, some Black Friday. I've never done that. I usually because I don't have any money.
But, yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a couple places that is offering Assassin's Creed Revelations, the brand new game that just came out, for $40.
Nice.
Which is an incredible deal because, A, it just came out, and B, that's like a discount of like $20.
Yep.
It's phenomenal.
It's really good.
So.
Well, let's see here. the Sly Cooper PS2 trilogy is coming to the PSN. You can buy the games in a bundle or individually. I thought this was really cool because usually when, you know, HD collections come out, or they just stay on, like, the disc, but it seems that Sanzaro has been hard at work on, you know, obviously they're working on Thieves in Time for a long while, and even they ported the original PS2 Sly Cooper trilogy to PS3 back in 2010, but it seems that it'll be coming to the PSN, which I thought was really cool, because I wish they'd do that more, where with other games. I mean, I know that I think they did it for the God of War Origins pack, where you can buy that online as well, because that was a PSP game. But they don't. I wish they do it more for these PS2 HD things that they're doing, and I wish they were closer, like day to day, not, you know, a year later, but mm-hmm. you know, so, but that's kind of cool that those are coming apparently on the 29th, so, you know, just a few weeks out.
Not a big Sly fan.
Yeah, I've never played them. Usually, like, back in the day on PS2, a lot of my games I didn't, like, branch out and, like, experiment with stuff and see how it was, but then again, I didn't really look up, like, I wasn't as aware of game companies and video games out there and game reviews, and I didn't go to, like, websites all the time. Like, I used to read, like, PlayStation Magazine and all that and see reviews in there, but I never really tried games to find out if they're good or not. Like, who knows? I could enjoy them. I've never played them before, though.
Mm.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, they're... But I know a lot of people like them. Like I said, those games, like Sly games, Jak and Daxter, Ratchet and Clank, I never played any of them just because they visually appealed to me at the time, but who knows, like, I could enjoy them. But yeah, those come in the network. You can buy them all for $30 or $9.99 each.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, there's really no discount there, is it? What, is it $27.99?
Yeah, I mean, there might be, like, maybe for Plus, like, Plus members, it might do something like, oh, hey, you know, get them all, it's like, $10 off, so.
Is it just me, or is it just, like, putting makeup on a pig? You know what I mean? They're doing that a lot lately. Taking old games and then putting the HD remake on it. You know what I mean?
Well, I know there was actually an article the other day I read on IGN about are they overdoing it with these HD remakes?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, you figure a lot of them are actually pretty good, and the games they're doing, they're not, like, crappy games. They're games that were, you know, critically acclaimed, or, you know, really popular at the
Sly time. Sly Cooper's critically acclaimed?
Well, maybe not, but it was, they're doing it because it's like, you know, the Sly games are, the new ones coming out, so they kind of do that. They do that a lot for, like, the God of War games. They did that when around God of War 3, you know, and it's kind of like when they released, like, the Uncharted Dual Pack before Uncharted 3 came out. That was kind of, you know, cool how they did that. And they did that same thing for Resistance. All those aren't PS2 games. But I like how they do these HD games, because there are some games on PS2 that I would love. Like, I bought the Metal Gear HD collection mainly because I want to play Peace Walker on my TV, because I really enjoyed it. But I'd enjoy it more now that I can play multiplayer across the network and actually enjoy that aspect of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't mind. They're not, like, super saturating the market right now, because it's not, like, there's not one for it. Like, they had the Team Eco collection. They've had two God of War games, or bundles. They've had Metal Gear, the Sly series. I'm trying to think what else they did HD-wise. I know they they did the Resident Evil games, but those weren't really HD'd.
Yeah,
they were just upscaled. Like I looked at Metal Gear, and Metal Gear, while it's still the same graphics, obviously, it doesn't look bad. Like, it looks good, looks crisp on an HD screen, and that's what I love about it, because it's like, there are some games when I look at them, if I stretch them out on an HD TV, they don't look good at all. But now it cleans that all up to where it looks nice. And they added trophies, of course, to Metal Gear, but...
Yeah.
I kind of wish Squeenix, as they call it, would do a HD version of a FF12, because I would replay FF12 if there's an HD version of it. But we'll see.
A lot of people are clamoring for those Final Fantasy remakes.
Yeah.
I know a couple of my friends are huge fans.
Yeah, they always want remakes. So everybody's like, oh, you gotta do 6, you gotta do 7, you gotta do this. But I don't think they'll ever do it. They got it. Who knows? They have 13-2 coming out soon. I'm not excited for it at all because I 13 kind of burned me out. I was like, wasn't that good to me? Anyway, so I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But which kind of disappointing because I really enjoyed 12, but something about 13, it took way too long to start. It was just like,
yeah.
No. But,
not a fan. Wasn't a big Final Fantasy fan.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge one. Like I played 7 back in the 90s when I was younger, and I liked it a lot, back then, because it was like there wasn't a whole lot I played back then, so I played that, and it stuck with me, so that I enjoyed it more, and I kept playing, going back to it as I grew up. I didn't play 8, I didn't play 9, I played 10 because it was I had to get it, it was on PS2. I was like, oh, I gotta get it, and then played 11 for like 5 years, and got 12, but. So I've tried the first ones, and I've tried 6, which everybody says is like the best one.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really enjoy it. I don't know. I couldn't go back to looking at those old school graphics. It just still detracted, because if I couldn't enjoy it when it was originally out, I can't really go back and enjoy play something like, oh, you gotta play this that was on the MSX and it was a great game, like the original Metal Gears. And I'm like, I probably won't ever go back and play the original Metal Gears from MSX because the way they look. Like, they could be great story-wise, but I'm like, because I didn't play them back then, I can't enjoy them now. But
yeah.
So.
There's a couple games that I'd like to get the HD remake, but I don't think that's happening anytime soon.
Which ones did you like to see?
Yeah, Tony Hawk, for sure. Like, the old-school ones, the first one, and maybe the second one. That would be awesome. Yeah, Pro Skater. And maybe put some online features on there. I don't know. Whatever. Need for Speed Underground, that'd be cool. That was like the best one. I don't know. There's a couple more that I like, but I can't think of them right off the top of my head.
Yeah. there's still some I want. Like I still need to buy both the God of War. I want to buy the PSP God of War pack because I didn't ever play those games and I want to play those. And I wouldn't mind buying the original, the first two HD, but that's probably gonna sit down the line. And then I want the Team Ico collection still, just because I really want to play Shadow of the Colossus again.
Yeah.
So it's like, the ones that are out now, I'm interested in it and I want to get. Aside from Metal Gear, I haven't picked up any of them yet. But, anyways. Let's see here. PlayStation Blog revealed that the Flashback Map Pack number 1 for Uncharted 3... which was announced, will contain at least 2 maps that were in Uncharted 2 that'll be redone. One of them is the Fort, which is basically just the same map from Uncharted 2, but it's a little darker and it looks like it might be rain during the game, during that particular level. It looks cool, all dark. And then the other one is going to be, it's basically the cave. It's the ice cave from Uncharted 2, except there's no snow. It's like, it's that map without any snow. It's during the daylight, or there's
nice.
Lots of green. It looks really cool. Like, it looks like
yeah.
It'll be all really different, but... so that'll be interesting. I still need to buy that Adventure Fortune Hunter pass. I haven't gotten that yet.
Yeah, it's definitely a good deal. I got the character pack that they just put on the PlayStation Store.
Yeah.
And it's the Killzone, all the Killzone stuff.
Yeah. I saw
and
that.
You get a capture trooper, which
yeah,
is awesome.
That looked awesome. I was like, oh, dude, because I remember playing Uncharted 2, I was always Sev.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, I got to play another Killzone character again. I was like,
yeah,
that
yeah.
was hella fun. I love being the Chimera in number two. I was like,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. The thing that sucks is, like, every time I play Uncharted 3, I always get duped for a, whatchamacallit, hero. I never get to be the villain. Sucks. I don't know why.
Hmm. Interesting.
I always spawn as a hero person on Team Deathmatch.
Weird.
And, of course, during co-op, you can only play as a hero,
yeah.
which I don't like, but what are you going to do, right?
Yeah. Well, if we have a game night for it, we'll, maybe you'll spawn as a villain. You know, I started replaying Uncharted the other day on Crushing to start working on that trophy.
Yeah.
And grabbing all, like, the treasure and stuff. And then when I was playing it, I started to notice more everyone's complaints about the aiming.
Yeah.
And I realized it the aiming is a little stiff. Like, I looked at the sensitivity that I had it set to, and usually on any game, the sensitivity bar for me is usually down about 20%.
Yeah.
Pretty low. I don't like high sensitivity. But I turned it all the way up, and it doesn't seem to move any faster.
Huh.
And I was like, I think that's the problem. The sensitivity really needs to make a difference, but I think they're trying to keep it more realistic. Because I know a lot of people that play first-person shooters, they turn the sensitivity way high to where they just barely tap it, and they instantly do a 180. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's more like paranoia. Like, I don't want someone behind me, but I can't see
yeah,
anything
yeah.
like that. But, yeah, I turned it all the way up, and I was like, yeah, not really moving that fast. Like, it's still not much of a problem, but I've noticed it a little bit more. But it doesn't detract too much. But so now I kind of understand a little bit about what people are saying. But
yeah,
I don't
have a problem with it at all. I mean, I've already beaten on hard, and like you, I'm starting to work on the Crushing trophy.
Yeah,
and picking everything else up, like the treasures and. Trying to do single-handed, all the single trophies I can pick up along the way.
Yeah.
And I don't notice any difficulty at all. I think people are just kind of being bitchy about it.
Yeah.
There might be a little lag for more people that are real precise, but, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, just shoot them.
What are you shooting, a water pistol? I mean, come on, you got a gun with bullets.
That's right.
Works out pretty well.
But I gotta be careful when I was playing Uncharted. Like I gave the trophy list a quick glance, and it's basically a lot of the same stuff. You know, kill with this weapon, kill with that weapon, get 10 grenades, kill four people with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sneak up on 10 guys in a row. But there's a couple trophies in there that you can only get in early parts of the game. Like there's one where I don't want to spoil anything because not everybody's beaten it yet, even though we
yeah.
had spoiler cast. But there's one where you have to. There's like, it says stand on the crocodile or ride the crocodile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a part, you know, and you don't really stand on it. You just kind of run over this crocodile.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I almost.
Even though the trophy's called Ride the Crocodile.
Yeah,
but,
it's like,
you know,
it's like for half a second. And I looked up online and I was like, oh, shit, I don't want to miss any of these ones that look missable. Because PSDtrophies.com doesn't have a, or .org doesn't have a guide for it yet.
Yeah.
Because usually that's what I'll do for when I go to old games. They'll tell you, okay, if you're going to get them in one go, you have to get them in this order. You know, these
yeah.
ones, otherwise you'll miss them. And there, I missed another one in a different chapter where you had to, it was the trophy where you have to look at everything in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about it. I was like, oh, well, I'll just go back and play that chapter again because that's just right in the beginning. But I didn't do that one. But some of them seem like they'll be alone. Now, I'm curious, it's been a while. Is Uncharted like one of those games where some games where it has you have to get a certain kill count with a gun, where if you kill like 10 guys and then die, reload the checkpoint and kill 10 more, does it still stack?
It still stacks.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay, because I figured that's what I have to do with certain guns, like that light machine gun you get. That's basically, it's like the Gal, but it's not the Gal
anymore.
Yeah. Is because I rarely use that in the
pack 80.
Yeah, the areas that it's in, there's not a whole lot of guys around, so I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I'll probably just wait. Wait till there's one guy, let him kill me, and then do it again. Just keep doing that just to grind it.
Yep, yep.
But
that's what it does.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we got here? EA is banning Battlefield 3 accounts after they found out about the bug exploit They have a zero tolerance policy for cheating, which I think is great. So I'm glad.
I think that's fantastic.
Yes, ban yeah. Hammer.
Just fucking bring it down, man.
That's right.
All these 12-year-olds doing all these glitches and whatnot, and everybody else that wants to play, you know, legit. I say ban them.
Exactly.
Make them cry.
Yep.
Yep. I have no tolerance for cheaters.
Now we talked about this. I think it was last week. There was a glitch where, in hardcore mode, where basically one character has an EOD bot, and the other teammate shoots it, and the guy just repairs it the whole time. You just get a bunch of points. You're boosting basically, and so now they're gonna ban people and hopefully fix that, which they should. And I'm always worried in a game whenever they start banning people for stuff, because I'm always worried somehow they'll accuse me. Because not only are they banning you, but they're deleting all your stats.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But I'm always worried that they're going to do something to me, even though I didn't do anything. But luckily, in order to do this exploit, you have to play hardcore. And I've never played hardcore. I only play normal matches. So I'm like, good. I don't have any hardcore matches. I don't have to worry about it. But, yeah, who knows? I'm wondering if they'll patch it soon. But let's see here. Well, not a whole lot of other news. Let's find out what else is on the main page. I know if you go to the main page, there's some screenshots of Ninja Gaiden 3 for people interested. And the Kevin Butler Hall of Play honoring ads. You've seen those, right?
Yeah, definitely. I saw the new one that just came out.
Yeah. They're, I gotta say, some are pretty good, and some are just kind of, you know, average. Like, I might not laugh, but I'm sure there's other people that think they're funny. But I feel like they're overdoing it. Like, they come out, like, every other day, it seems like. And I'm worried that they're gonna, you know, oversaturate.
Kind of lose the effect.
Yeah, they're gonna oversaturate the market, and it won't be at... That's the one thing about Kevin Butler commercials that I like, because it was only on first-party games, so it wasn't that often. And it was like, you know, oh, and those are always great commercials. And I was like, oh, those are hella funny. The writing was really good. And I guess so far there's been about 13. And it's like, I don't know. The writing doesn't seem to be that bad. They have good, whoever's writing has good writers. It's just, like I said, some just don't seem to be as funny to me as others. I'm hoping they don't kind of wear off on people like, oh, you know, this guy was great, but now... I see him all the time. Suddenly, it's not that funny anymore. But some of them are still pretty good. Like I like the one where he's the Ballad of Graveyard Boots or whatever it was. The guy that played a Uncharted 3 all day long and he didn't go to work. Or whatever that was pretty funny.
Yeah,
there are some good ones. But, let's see. So I know. Everybody saw that the website moved to a new server, and should be running a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, I do like, I forget what I was doing. I was looking at an article, and when I opened up the article, all of a sudden all the stuff on the right seemed to be organized a little differently. But it's not doing it now. I don't know why. It looked really different. But everybody saw the help support ps3blog.net. by turning off the ad blockers, which I never had on. I guess there's no more ads with sound, which I realized after a while that, oh, hey, I have no more crazy women trying to tell me stuff that I don't need to hear. And, you know, buy stuff off Amazon, but buy it from our Amazon store.
Exactly.
And then buy a t-shirt. Get a t-shirt. I want to get one. I just haven't got one yet.
Mm-hmm.
Visit the site. Stay active so our site stats stay high. And tell your friends, you know, like us on the Facebooks and the Google Pluses.
And the Twitters and the MySpaces.
That's right. And
or not.
Listen to the podcast.
Nobody's on MySpace anymore. What's the matter with you?
Yeah, there you go.
It's all about Google and LinkedIn and Tumblr and all these new ones. Jeez, I can't
never
keep up anymore.
Tumblr. Yeah. I never go there. I've only ever clicked on stuff that people link on Facebook. LOL, this is funny, or Imgur. They go, oh, hey, go here. I never go to those sites.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't go to Reddit. I don't do any of that. Like, no. It's like I don't go to 4chan, any of that stuff.
I just try to. I'm trying to hop on the Twitter train right now, mm-hmm. and I think I'm up to like 40 tweets. But it's kind of hard to. It's kind of a weird jump from Facebook to Twitter. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Like yeah, like Facebook, you can pretty much type anything, and Twitter, you only get 140 characters.
Well, you couldn't always type anything on Facebook.
Yeah.
And before, if like you typed it too big, it goes, "Oh, this has to be a note." I'm like, "Son of a bitch!" I'm like, I wanted to rant and rave. Now I have to sit there and find out.
Oh, the hell with it!
I have to go through it, and it's like, "Oh, you can only have 500 characters. You have 546." I'm like, "Fuck!" Cut something out. I'm like, okay, I have to cut out stuff that I can word differently, or I can abbreviate here, or do this. That was always so annoying. But whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, and you can always donate if you want at the PlayStation Blog store. I will be donating in a couple days. And, of course, once my car is paid off, I'll have some extra money, so I'll be donating all the time.
Yeah. Look at you.
I'm going to help out the site.
Money bags.
Not money bucks. I just, you know, hey, a dollar here, a dollar there, even a penny helps.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I was thinking 8 times the cost of like that, because it all comes out of, you know, his Tosh's pocket. So it's like, hey, the ads only reel in so much, and that's as long as you keep traffic up. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I promote the hell out of the site, do the podcast, Facebook the hell out of it.
That's right. I always, every time the podcast goes up, I always link out my Facebook. And so my friends can see it. Be like, yeah, listen to him. I got a friend who listens to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he tells me inappropriate things. But
inappropriate things?
Yeah.
Like what inappropriate things? Like, call him out on the podcast.
Like the other day, he goes, is it weird that I'm listening to your podcast one-handed? And I'm all, how dare you fap to me, sir, while listening to the podcast. I have pictures, at least, on Facebook. Use those. But
jeez.
Oh, it was hella funny.
Real?
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. I probably have about 6 of my personal friends actually listen to the podcast like the minute it goes up. So
nice.
People are pretty generally pretty receptive to it.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, yeah. Devious, J420, all those guys. Yep. So
Del Turtle, J Dog. Word up to our peeps.
Entourage style, what's up?
Yeah. Yo, I feel you.
Pretty cool, you know, doing the podcast, and then, you know, I get friend requests all the time and stuff. And, oh, I heard you on the podcast. I'm like, all
right. That's right.
Weird. Yeah, so.
GoBear408.
Correct. Ouch. Facebook, Twitter, PSN. You want to talk PS3 blog? I'm the guy.
That's right. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so not too much else. So let's talk about Assassin's Creed.
Yes, let's.
Mm-hmm. So, how you enjoying it so far?
It's really involved. It seems a lot more involved than the older ones. Trying to keep this spoiler free here. There's a lot of micromanaging, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they do this new feature on the game, which is called, Danger Den? Den Danger
Den
or something
defense.
Like that? Yeah, Den Defense. And essentially, it's like a 3D tower defense game.
Yep.
Built into the game. So you have to take your archers and your riflemen, and you have to put up these walls and keep out the bad guys. And it's actually pretty cool. You know what? I'm not going to lie. I haven't not done a successful one since the first one.
You haven't? No. I've only had one challenge one time. I had one challenge last night. I was playing.
So frustrating. I'm like, I'm going to kill somebody. I get it real close, dude. We're talking like centimeters on the bad guy cart at the end.
Uh-huh.
And, dude, I just can't seal the deal. I don't know what the deal is. It's frustrating.
Yeah, I was surprised how easily assassins died. And I'm like, I didn't realize, like, at the end of the first tutorial one, it goes, oh, this many assassins died. I was like, really? They died? And then I was playing, my first defense one the other day because of my awareness meter was capped out. And I was like, shit. Yeah. And it's like, your den is under attack. Go defend it. I was like, fuck me.
And wait, how's that go? How's
that go? Your den is under attack. I'm like, whatever, Animus. So a little icon flashes over your den that's under attack. And I'm like, okay, so.
Take that, Animus, you mouthy bitch.
I'm like, do I only have so much time to get there? Like, can I go do something else and then go there anytime? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Or, well, dude, I just let him suffer.
Yeah.
Well, and then when I get to it, I get to it, but I'm not trying to.
Well, nothing happens, I think. Like, there's no, like, for a second I thought there was, like, a little yellow circle around it, and it was slowly ticking down. Like, if you don't get there far enough, you lose that tower.
Yeah.
But, so I ran there. I'm like, okay, let's go there, whatever. And yeah. I get there, and then I do the minigame, and there's a trophy to where you have to win a den defense without using the cannon. So I was like, okay.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was like, I won't use the cannon. But there's this one part where, like, I'm trying to set up guys, and I don't have enough morale to, like, put enough up there. People can die.
Hey, that just burns you right there, doesn't it?
And I'm like, oh, there's no morale. And then, and other times, I seem to have a ton of it. So then they sent out, like, this huge wave, so I just blew them up with some cannonballs. And then I had one of the ramming things get up to my building and started, like, set my building on fire, and then I finally
destroyed
it.
How do you stop that fucking thing? I can't stop it. I get it real close, and then
everybody shoot it. Use the cannon. Blow it up with a cannon. You know what I never do is Ezio can use his gun while he's up there. I never do that because I'm too busy managing where to put the guys on the roof.
Yeah.
Like, I never shoot anybody.
No, I'm all shooting everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's kind of fun. I like tower defense. It seems really weird. It kind of breaks up the action. The reviews I've read online don't really enjoy it. They think it kind of detracts from the game.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun. They're all right.
It's definitely a distraction from the game, which is nice because I mean you're sitting there robbing tombs and stealing from people and you know the assassins are back. Your gang of assassins, so and they can go up to like level 15. So
yeah.
You gotta manage them all the way up to them, and then it's there. Like I said, there's a lot of micromanaging in the game, which for some people might make it fun. It makes it fun for me. I like it. I've always liked all the Assassin's Creed. The graphics are amazing. The gameplay is awesome. The cinematics are almost movie quality. The opening sequence was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I stayed up till midnight to get the game from GameStop down the street from my house. And I watched the opening sequence, played like the first mission, and said, good night.
Nice.
And I was blown away. When he takes off the hood and he's got a full head of gray hair, I was like, what?
Yeah.
That was crazy. So.
You know what's weird is I find it strange that Desmond stuff is optional. Like, you don't have to play his stuff.
Yeah.
But I thought that, I'm like, but I want to play it. I want to know what the hell's going on, because the next game is going to be all about Desmond.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need to know. And, it's weird. I keep picking up parts to make explosives, and it tells you, oh, you can go to these little, workbenches to make bombs, and I see them, and they're usually right next to the things that you use to assign your assassins to do on jobs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't click on them, and I don't know if I'm not far enough in to where the guy teaches you.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta get taught from your buddy Yusuf.
Okay, I figured that's what it was, like, because he keeps telling me, go to these things and make some bombs. And I'm like,
wait, how's that go?
It goes, go to these things, make some bombs. And I go there, and nothing fucking happens. I'm like, well, why can't I do this yet?
Oh, shit, you really are mad. You're swearing.
Well, it was kind of annoying because I'm like, why is it telling me, prompting me to do this when I can't do it yet?
Yeah, if you got any questions, you can always just text me and I'll I can help you out because I'm pretty far along.
Yeah, I finished the end of sequence 2, I believe. Right now I'm just running around trying to take all the towers. For those who don't know, basically the den defense is like, you're taking all these dens, which are kind of like the Borgia towers in the last game. And you have to not destroy them, but take them over in order to be able to recruit more assassins. So you have to take them out by finding out who the captain is. But in order to find out who the captain is, you have to use your eagle vision, which is enhanced. Find them, kill them, light the tower, and then it kicks all the guys out. And then, you know, which alerts the Templars to your presence. And you got to, like, stop them from knowing, lower your meat or whatever. But I always like sending out... the assassins on the little missions and stuff, that's always like my favorite thing to do. Have them collect.
Definitely.
Yeah. I hate, because there's some where it's like, it doesn't tell you how long they're going to be gone. I'm like, fuck. It's like my best assassin right now. I'm like,
no!
And I'm trying to take over all the towers. That way I can have as many assassins as possible to send out on quests while still being able to use them in the field. Because they level up in the field when you use them. Like, call them out and stuff like that. I called them a few times, not a lot, but there's, like, little challenges associated with them.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm almost got my first assassin up to, like, level 15. It's real tough.
Nice.
Yeah, so pretty soon there.
That was my favorite part about Brotherhood. Plus, I loved getting money and renovating the town.
Yeah, so do I.
And then you just sit there and kind of let your money just accrue, and it's like, yes, now I can buy everything.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that all over again. I'm like, I'm running around, I'm like, I want to buy stuff. I'm like, I don't have enough money right now. I got to buy slowly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my friend got the game, and he's like, you know how you can just get money? Just buy everything you can, and then just leave your PS3 on.
Well, you can only accrue so much, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, eventually.
Well, you can accrue so much and then go back and withdraw it. And
yeah, but in the beginning, it's nothing. Like, I accrue, like, 2,500, you know, every 15 minutes, but it caps out at, like, 7,000.
Yeah.
And something, so it's like, whatever. Now, it's different, like, in back at the end of the second one, where it's like, you accrue, like, you know, $32,000, and it caps out at, you know, 90 something. It's like, okay, I'll just let it go over there while I watch a movie and come back and have hella money. You know, that's fine, whatever.
But, yeah.
I do like the idea that multiplayer has more of a story to it, to where I'm actually going to stick with the multiplayer further than I did in Brotherhood, because as you level up, you learn more about Abstergo, and I don't think you have to go to your max level to do it. Because there's a trophy for level 20, so I think once you get to that level,
you can cut it out.
Yeah, if you want, you can cut it right there, which I think is a great idea. Because then it's like, it's saying, okay, there's a story here if you want to watch it, but you don't have to get to the capped level, you just go play the first 20. I think that's a great idea. And I love that I can learn more about the game, you know. Obviously it's about Abstergo, but
Yeah.
Yeah, any more you can learn about it, it's always great.
Yeah, I like that the game has such an in-depth story. It's nice.
Yeah.
So the way everybody plays it is different, though, and that's cool, because you can always play this game any way that you want. There's no, you have to go do this right now. No, because I want to go work on my businesses and start working on cash so I can do what I want. There's no storyline you absolutely have to follow, which is nice.
Exactly. You can take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always great, because usually I like to kind of stretch out a game like this, like big open games. I'm like, well, I'm going to make it last me about, you know, 16 hours. So
goof around. Yeah, this one's probably going to, I'm going to probably work on this till about the beginning of the year. I got plenty of time.
Yeah, I don't think I'll get all the trophies in the first run. I'll probably go through, get whatever I do naturally, and then go back and replay sections just to get all of the, because you have to find, like, there's 100 of the Animus fragments, and there's 10 pages to the books. And I think there's
I heard you get something for the book.
Yeah, you if you find all 10, you unlock a location that has a treasure. I don't know what you get. I found one page the other day.
I found like three.
But yeah, so you get stuff. It could be like how when you in the last one, when you got the emblems and stuff and you put them back at Montenegro and the villa, and then eventually you got Altair's armor, and it could be something like that. But
that'd be freaking sweet. Yeah, I totally want to get all the pages, so I've been looking online for like a map for the pages, but apparently if you buy all the books, you get a map.
All the maps, interesting.
Yeah,
there's a lot of books.
Yeah, there's a lot of books. I think I almost got them all, too, and I only need, like, two more.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, I thought about like going online looking. I was like, I'll just do that later. I'll just whatever I come across. I definitely want to at least find, because you need 30 of the Animus fragments in order to finish all of Desmond's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's 100, you only need 30 of them. So I just found my 10th one earlier, just running around. So I'm gonna probably, once I get back in, I'll finish up what I'm doing and then go play Desmond's thing. I thought about saving them all up and then just powering through all of Desmond's sections, but I figured I kind of want to run around, do stuff, and then play one, and then go around, do some more stuff, and then play one. But
yeah,
I'm really enjoying it. Okay, the one thing I think is weird is
subject
16. Okay, in
wait a second. Pause that thought. Does anybody think that guy looks like Gary Busey's son?
He looks. I haven't seen Gary Busey's son. I have to Google him.
I was like, holy shit, that's Gary Busey's son. I was like, oh my god.
Guy, the way, like, they talk about him in Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you take his data. So you have the data in Animus. And then you unlock all his stuff, which, those puzzles, looking for the glyphs, that was, like, one of my favorite parts. The second and the third one. I love those puzzles, man. Those are fucking... Because some of them are fucking tough. I kept looking at them and was like, I don't fucking know what the hell... Especially when it was one, like, where it was, like, a picture. You know, it was, like, 10 pictures and you have to pick 5 of them. I was like, I pick like 4, and I'm like, and it doesn't, the one thing I hated about those is like, I could pick 4, and 4 of them will be right, and one's wrong, but it doesn't tell you which one's wrong or which one's right, so I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm just going to choose them fucking random. I'm like, because 4 of them, they'll have the symbol, like, you know, there'll be like a certain image that I know is there, but the other one, I won't know, so I'm like, great, now I have to just choose one, and the one it chooses, I'm like, wow, the fuck, that doesn't even look like the other ones. I'm like, what the hell is this shit? But... they were always really. I enjoyed the shit out of those. Those puzzles are great. But I love the ones where it was like the rings, and like you have to move the middle ring, and then you go to the next one, but you move like 2 rings, and then you go to the one, and you have to keep rotating them. Those ones are really cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
But Subject 16 in the last game, he seemed very like concerned. And anybody who played last game, like, you know, like when he tells you, he goes, you can't trust her, the son. Like, the way he's talking, it sounds like he's under duress. Like, he's afraid, you know? Like, he's trying to warn Desmond. But then the way he acts in this game, he acts like, you know, almost not like a frat boy, but just kind of like, you know, well, now I'm here. I kind of want to get out. Like, he's almost kind of paranoid, but in, like, a you know, a crazy kind of way. Like, the way in the beginning when he tells you, he's like, he's all subject to the thing, he's like, I was trying to think of how to get out of here. And I was like, I could just wait and then get out in another body. And Desmond's like, I'm not going to let you do that. And he goes, oh, it was worth a shot. He seems kind of crazy and not quite how he was acting in the last game. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, it could be maybe because that was just like something left, like a message left behind. And this one's more like, this is him, the ghost in the machine. He's, you know, he's stuck there and this is how he really is. Mm. But, well, I'm curious, like, it's kind of creepy, especially the way he said, I want to go out in someone else's body, because it made me think of Tale of the Body Thief. And I was like, okay, so now I got all worried, like, he's not going to take over Desmond, right? Like, all of a sudden, he's like, doot. And then what else is weird is, like, the conversations that you hear when in between the sequences, like when you're back on the Animus Island, and you hear everybody talking to each other outside, and I'm like... Okay, so I'm listening to them, and they're interesting conversations, but I'm curious how much they're going to develop. Like, I really want to see what happens at the end. Like, the end is what I can't wait for, because every game has had a good ending and then some fucking weird-ass cliffhanger, and I'm really concerned about what the hell is going to happen at the end of this game.
Oh, my God. What's the one where What's-Her-Face, Venus comes at the end, and I was like, what the...
Juno?
Yeah. I was like, this shit is
in the second gone too one, far. When she's talking to Ezio in the second one, but she's looking at the camera and she's really talking to Desmond, and even Desmond's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't be over right there. Don't be over right there. And then, and then all of a sudden, you during the credits, you run away. I was like, okay, good. And then the way the last one ended, I was like, fuck me. I was like,
yeah,
but
he kills the girl.
It seems like, spoiler, it seems like, what I had imagined would happen what I thought was going to happen didn't happen. So it seems like I was incorrect in my assumption, because the way the last, if you don't want to hear this, go ahead and turn away for about a minute because I'm going to talk about the ending of the last Assassin's Creed game. You kill Lucy, not on purpose, you know, Juno makes you, and then all of a sudden you pass out, and then during the credits you hear a different guy's voice saying, "Get him back in the Animus," and someone else goes, "But this is what caused him to, you know, black out in the first place," and I'm like, "Get him back in there, we need him in there." Because it was different people, it made me think that what was happening with Lucy and the other guys was his own memory. Like, I thought maybe he was in an Animus someplace else trying to figure out he was going back in his memory with Lucy back then. So it took place in the past, and the game was actually taking place closer to December 21st. And it was like they had a couple days, and then they were trying to go through his memory to find out what happened at the end there with the apple, you know, in the end of Brotherhood. And all that was really just, it wasn't, it was kind of like a Matrix thing. It wasn't really the date you thought it was. But it doesn't look like it, because they have the two characters from the last game, the chick and the guy, I forget their character names, they're there as well, with the guy Christopher, who was in the emails in the last game, who was talking to Lucy. So maybe, it seems like he, it must have been like he killed Lucy, and then the other two people, they took him back, and they took him to Christopher, and they threw him in the Animus, and then, you know, Animus is keeping him alive, but at the moment, or not, he's not going crazy, so. But, well, I'm really curious to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they gotta tie this up. Very interesting, because do you think that the ending for this one is gonna tie in, or is it gonna end, and then they're gonna do a whole nother story for the PSP, the one that's coming out there?
No. This won't be the end. This will be the end of Ezio and Altair. This will wrap it up. This will be the very end. Plus, that bonus movie that came with the Assassin's Creed Embers takes place like a decade after the end of Revelations. Which, when I read that, because I saw it, I downloaded it on my computer, and then it's like, I'm like, what the fuck is Assassin's Creed Embers?
Yeah.
And then I looked up, and they go, the wiki's all, oh, it takes place 10 years after Revelations. I'm like, fuck me, great. Because you know what that means? That instantly tells me that Ezio doesn't die at the end of Revelations. And I'm like, I don't like knowing finite things. Because the movie takes place 10 years after, and he's alive.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's in it. Mm. I watched the first seconds of it, and I was like, wow, he looks really older. And then I paused it, and I was like, what the fuck is Embers? And it goes, oh, it's a story after 10 years after. And I was like, fuck me. And it's like a half hour movie, but so it basically tells me, oh, he won't die in this one, which, you know, is fine. But I like knowing whether or not. You know, it's always like, maybe he will die. You know, he'll figure something out, and then he'll pass away, or what'll happen to Altair, you know? Like, we won't know. But I saw that, so I can't watch that until after I beat the game, of course. But
yeah.
So what they'll do is they'll wrap up Ezio's story, and they'll wrap up Altair's, because 16 tells Desmond he has to finish the memories he has of them. And then it'll be done to complete their sequence. So whatever they do in the past, whatever Ezio and Altair do, it's going to be the end of their stories. And then this game will be the beginning of Desmond's, because next year will be all about Desmond, which will be interesting, because I'm curious if that means the entire game will take place present day, which sounds like it will, because as you know, in the last two games, they were training Desmond to be an assassin. You even do that whole training course. He has a hidden blade. You run around, do all that. So, and not to mention the multiplayer, it's Abstergo employees training to be assassins.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it could be, if it's in present day, which would be really cool, but it also, it's kind of like, that's the one thing about the AC games that I loved, was they took factual stuff in history. They took actual historical events and people, and then weaved fiction around it, which I love. I love historical fiction. Because everybody in the games, like the Borgia, the locations, the people, all those people were real. Like, they were really there. They did that stuff. Like, you know, that's what I loved about the last game. Whenever you encounter a new character and you hit select, the one guy would do the narrator and talk about that character. I love that. That was awesome. Where he'd tell you about somebody. But they don't do that in this one, of course, because no one's there to talk to you, because they don't know you're, you know, there's no recording device. But I was like, I missed that narration. I love that part. But, yeah, it's... So I love historical fiction. So, which would... I'd still buy it regardless because I have to know what's going to happen, because something big's going to happen, as you know, with the whole 2012 thing in the book, because, you know, the people who came before, as it were, something's going to happen. I don't know if it'll be like a earthquake or solar flare that takes out the Earth or something, but something big happened before, so.
Huh.
I'm curious how it's going to end.
Yeah, they really gotta step it up.
Yep. Well, we'll see. You know, those who like Assassin's Creed, it's fun. It's exactly what I expected, with, you know, minor tweaks here and there. And I love the Assassin's Creed games. They're fun as hell. I love just running around, jumping, killing people, and collecting stuff, and making the city better. The assassin, sending my assassins off to do missions. That's always great.
Mm-hmm. I also like that too, where you have to improve the buildings, and I really like the whole assassin minion type deal. We have to like beef them up, and like you can unlock certain stuff for them, and then you can go into, you know, like a battle, and then call them in, and you know, like homeboys. So
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it makes things so much easier.
Yep. You're just fighting along, throwing down smoke bombs.
Yeah, exactly. And then you just call in those cats and just they tear them up. So it's awesome.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, alrighty. That was a good talk about Assassin's Creed. Don't want to go up too much about it. I'm not super far into it, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure we'll talk about it a lot once we...
I'm sure we will.
Yep.
So, we'll have to do another spoiler cast. Apparently, the... Uncharted 3 spoiler cast we did got a lot of hits, so that was awesome.
Yeah, I saw it.
Thanks to everybody for listening to that.
That was cool.
We had a lot of fun making it.
And we still have more people that have listened to it who haven't even beaten the game yet, so
mm-hmm.
It'll go up, of course. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. We'll have to do some more for some other games.
I agree.
But yep. So what should the secret word be for this week?
I don't know. I picked last week, so you do this week.
Well, it's kind of a Tosh, and you picked it, because he...
Oh.
What we do? Hella... something. It was
hella
something
games.
That Nathan,
yeah.
It was something that Nathan Drake said.
Yeah.
And I put hella...
Oh, crap.
Yeah, hella crap.
Yeah, hella crap. Yeah.
Hella crap.
Hella.
Ah, crap. But,
mm-hmm.
I guess this week... I have no idea. I guess we could always just do the phrase, no, because it doesn't like question marks.
You know those guys that are always yelling in the background on Assassin's Creed, all the merchants and stuff? That would sound like they're saying, give me a fresca.
Give me a fresca. You know what I mean? Give me a fresca.
Give me a fresca. You want to have fresca be the secret word there?
Fresca.
Mm-hmm.
Fresca.
Exactly.
Fresca. No accent mark. But
no, ask him. Yeah.
Yep. So
that's a no calorie secret word for all you diet people.
Fresca, Fresca.
Exactly.
So,
and then JCM's gonna do some actual cool outro music from the Deftones. So
Deftones.
Listen.
What? I'm featuring.
No, I'm just playing.
I'm featuring Violente.
Or some easy, smooth listening Swedish music from the band Junip. So
nope.
Listen up.
You're just reading from your playlist.
Or some old school grunge from Local H from Chicago.
We're going to listen to some 311.
Dude, this music is killing me, dude, every week. I'm like, what the hell is this bullshit? Where do you find this stuff, man?
Well, a lot of stuff's like, actually, like, the first stuff used to be just songs, like regular songs, and then I do a lot of game music, but last week I did for those of you who don't know, I featured a girl off YouTube named Violente who does violin covers of video game music and movie songs. I did the Metal Gear Saga from a Metal Gear Solid 4 soundtrack. She did it all on violin, or a violin cover of it. And I'm going to feature some more of hers that she does. I think I'm going to do one from FF7. She's going to do the One-Winged Angel song, and I featured
we do something cool like the Star Wars theme or something like that.
She doesn't do those. I think she does just because I love her stuff.
I'm just kidding, dude.
Well, perhaps what I'll do is I'll find the Imperial March and I'll just play it in the background whenever.
Yeah, you talk. There you go. Shit.
When you're talking,
some it'll Darth be Vader up in this bitch.
It'll be in the background when you talk.
Exactly. Lord Fubear.
That's right. I always love putting in little music in the background. Like my favorite moment was when the PlayStation Network came back online.
Yeah.
And I put the Jurassic Park theme song in the background. I was like, dude, I fucking love that shit. I laughed so hard when I put that in there.
Dude, you were talking on the podcast the other day. I was listening to it, and you put music behind when you were talking. What was that?
I put music behind when I was talking about my costume. I put the Mortal Kombat music in there because I was Sub-Zero. So it's
yeah,
like,
that's right. I heard Mortal that. I saw this spicy nigga play Mortal Kombat.
That's right, dude.
Mortal Kombat. All soft.
Yeah, it's like I love putting, like, if we had stuff where we talk like. I'll probably put it in the background of this since we talk about Assassin's Creed so much, but I have the Assassin's Creed soundtrack, so I'll probably just loop something and put it in the background.
It's real soft, like, just real, like, yeah, you whispering in your ear. Yeah.
That's right, it's all subliminal.
Yeah.
It's like, subscribe to the podcast.
Yes.
Mortal Kombat.
Or you can go on iTunes and review our quality podcast.
That's right. But,
that's awesome.
All right, yep. So, yeah, all right, well, I think we went on for a good amount of time. I just got to do a quick edit, but
it
was good having you.
Always a pleasure, JCM. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
It's always fun. I'm glad we can do these for the website. I'm glad people listen to them. Like I said, if you guys have any questions or you want to be part of the podcast, just send me a message on psvblog.net and email us if you have a question. We'll gladly answer anything, or call and leave voicemail. We'll play it over the podcast.
Wait, this is a non-riffraff podcast, so no riffraff allowed.
Don't be shy, guys. Come on, don't be shy, guys. This is Sony, not shy Nintendo.
Shy guy. No. Oh, my God. How did I know you were going to go there? Don't be little shy guy with the little mask on.
Yeah.
Shy guy. Oh, my God.
That's right.
You're a shy guy.
All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Later.
All right, guys, for this week's podcast song, we're doing continuing the Violin Tay covers. She's doing Sephiroth's One-Winged Angel from Final Fantasy VII, covered on violin, of course. Again, you can find her on YouTube at Violin Tay, all one word, Violin, T-A-Y. She has some great stuff, tons of videos. She's got tons of different movies and other classic video games on there, RPGs, and I'll be playing most of them, so... without further ado, here it is.